اوكي تزاين. The lion you know has asked me Paris or Elon is a person should stay away from fruit. Right? The lion but lechem him don't eat a lot of fruit. A few leaves even dry fruit. And we call you again retuvim and for sure moist or fresh fruits. Avakaidu she is bashed by Elon called tarkan harin kacharavis lego. And before they're cooked on the tree, that's a literal translation. That means before they're fully ripe, then it's mamish, like a sword to the body. And carob, boxer as they call it, is always bad. So basically he's saying fruits you should stay away from, and certainly don't have a lot of them. Unripe fruits are just downright dangerous. And so are caribs. We call a peiros chachmutzim rayim, and any sour fruit is also bad. Only eat a little bit of them in the summer and in places that are hot. And figs, grapes, and pomegranates, la'ilam tayvim are always good. Bein retuvim, bein yevashim, whether they're fresh or whether they're dry. Ifal odom mehem kol tzarka, and a person could eat whatever he needs from them. And we call makom lo yasmid achilasam. Don't be a masmid with them, meaning don't constantly have them. Even though they're better than all other fruits. Meaning, so, like he's been saying, too much of anything is no good. See, that already society has already taken on, that water is healthy. If it's pure and clear, it works, and it helps keep you liquidated, hydrated. And it takes away the junk. When somebody drinks water, you should take cold water, because cold water makes you not thirsty. And it helps digestion more than water that's not cold. It shouldn't be so cold, because what that does is takes out your regular body temperature. When a person is weak and tired, you should be very careful not to drink cold water. Because then the fats of the heart, which basically means the tissue of the heart, right? And it's gonna shrivel because of the tiredness. So cold water is gonna damage it. That it could come to a sakana. Even though water is good for health, don't drink a lot of it. And you should not drink water before you eat. Because it's going to make the stomach cold. And it's not going to digest the food properly, which we learned in yesterday's kids. Even while you drink, only a little bit of water mixed in with wine. Because that's what they drank back then. Only when the food begins to digest, then he drinks a medium amount. Don't drink when you get out of the bathhouse, because you don't want the liver to become cold. And you should not drink when you're in the merchatz. Take of achar a mishkal, and you should not drink water immediately after relations, because that's the natural body temperature is weak, and it's going to cause the Avarim to become cold. Wine keeps your natural body temperature. Omeitiv is equal, and it helps to digest. And it gets rid of the extras. And it helps to the health when you drink a small amount, which I think nowadays a lot of studies say that wine in moderation is healthy. Misha Maichal, if somebody has a weak head, he's armani and don't drink wine. Because that adds on to the weakness. And it fills the head with smoke, right? Like we've learned before, that ashan from the stomach gets into the head. Hayayin yafal is kainim. Wine is good for old people, and damages young people. Because it raises your natural temperature. It's like adding fire onto fire. This is very interesting. He says drinking till you're 21. No drinking until age 21. So I guess the Goyim have this correct. Right? Goyim have it right. That there should be the minimum drinking age is 21. Don't drink wine before eating only a little bit in order to open up the digestive tract. And not at a time. And don't drink when you're starving. Not after bathing or sweating. And not after a lot of physical work. And when you're eating, don't only drink a little bit. Seems like it's the same things for wine and water. A person should only eat when he's hungry, and only drink when he's thirsty. Do not hold in your stomach for even a second. And you shouldn't eat until you check yourself very well, that you don't need the bathroom. Meaning, very unhealthy to eat when you need to go to the bathroom. A person should always make sure his intestines are loose. And it should be close that he always has to have when you need to go to the bathroom. Any time you're constipated, right? Or it comes out difficult. That means that bad disease is coming. When a person sees his stomach is weak, and he doesn't have kayak to push it out, then speak to the doctors how to loosen them up. Ish ish lafi mizgoy lafi yamav, everybody according to their temperature and their days, right? So that's why there's, there's always constantly, we have, how do you say it? Laxatives, and that's a very, that's the digestive medications are very important. It's a medium amount of physical exertion is what's good for the body. But a lot of exercise, and too much rest, that actually damages the body. When you're hot, you should only do a little bit of exercise. But when it's cold, you need a little bit more. Somebody who's fat needs to work harder than somebody who is thinner. Somebody who wants to be healthy needs to know his tenuas hanafshias, which is really translated as he needs to be having his emotional IQ has to be proper. Now, part of that is being happy, being fearful, being angry, and pachad is, I'm sorry, daga. I don't know how to, the difference between daigon and pachad. It's the Archa Tzadikim goes through exactly what the difference is between daigon and pachad. Daga seems to be more of anxiety. Pachad is more just you're scared. These are things that happen to the nefesh. Somebody who has seichel has to be happy with his lot. Kol yemei hevelei, all the days of hevel. That's the way Kehelis refers to everything in life is hevel, right? So it's the kids is calling it hevel, right? So, meaning your life is hevel, right? And a person should not be worried about it, something that doesn't belong to him. And he shouldn't ask for extras. And he should have a good heart and be happy down the middle. Because that's how you keep your natural temperature. And that's how you digest. And you push out the extras. And you be mechazik the eyes, v'cholahar goshes, and anything that you feel. And then that will also give you strength with seichel. Don't make yourself a happy guy with food and drink like seichel are fools. Because when you have a lot of simcha, it spreads out the heat, your temperature throughout your body, and it lowers the body temperature. And then the heart will get cold immediately. And he could die. It sounds like a heart attack, right? Meaning, if you channel the simcha the wrong way, then it can cause an immediate heart attack. And this could happen to people who are very fat. Because they're usually their natural temperature is lower. Because they're this mama sounds like he's a doctor of Ismanazet. Right? So Sharkaim Tsarim, because their arkaim is the arteries are very thin. And the blood pressure, that's where the whole temperature comes from. He la'at. It's too. It doesn't make. I don't know if it's called low blood pressure, high blood pressure, or whatever it is. Meaning his blood, the arteries are stuffed. Hadog are stuffed. Well, I don't know, stuffed. Whatever, they're blocked. The hadog he hipach asimcha. What is daiga? That's the opposite of happiness. Gam hima zekes. That also damages the fisha mekareres as a goof because what it does is it makes the body cold. The yiskavet achayim ativi el alev and the natural temperature goes and gathers in the heart. Yivei el amavis and that can cause them to die. Hakas ma'ir achamimus hagoof. Kas raises the temperature. Ad she yoylid min mimini hakadachas until you get you to have a fever. And a pachad yodah beguf kriyus, and pachad makes the body cold. And that's why somebody who's scared can have ra'ada. Ra'ada means he's gonna have a shiva. Okay, she yisrabe hakriyus, and when his body gets too cold, ulayamas, maybe he's gonna die. Because she can just a person should not eat when he's angry or scared or anxious. Only eat when you are happy, which is an interesting thing because one of the reasons that people eat is when they're angry, right? And when they're nervous and when they're tense, etc., etc. So there you go. You see a lot of new concepts of
what about if they're just hungry?
He says you can only eat when you're hungry. That's, he says the only time you should eat.
So you have other issues. You're angry, this. What if you're just plain hungry?
Well, then wait till your anger goes away, I guess. Right? Anyways, that's our medical update for the night from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. All right, we shall stop over there.